Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Hunter Valley Police are looking to speak with an anonymous caller who saw a vehicle allegedly involved in hitting a New Zealand firefighter at Singleton return to the scene. Detectives have been trying to figure out what happened to Ian Pullen when just after 5:30am on the 29th of September 2018, emergency services were called to Carrington Street at Glen Ridding when the 43-year-old was found after being struck by a vehicle. His body was found on the side of the road. Hunter Valley Police District Crime Manager Detective Inspector Matt Zimmer says that caller has provided some information that suggests Ian Pullen was seen alive.
That caller has provided information indicating that the vehicle involved in that collision left the scene and returned a short time later. We do have information to suggest that the occupants exited the car and approached Mr. Pullen whilst he was still alive. So we're very interested in establishing the movements of those individuals after they exited the car.
If you have any information, contact local police or Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. Don't be alarmed if you hear a lot of fighter jets and live fire activity over Singleton for the next couple of weeks. The Royal Australian Air Force jets are conducting flying operations over the Singleton military area from today until October 13 as a part of two exercises called Exercise Black Dagger and Exercise Phoenix Black. There'll be a number of fighter aircraft in the air, and in particular Black Dagger is very important for students who've undertaken a five-week course, giving them the training to coordinate aircraft and ordnance in live and simulated air-to-ground strikes. The training will only be on weekdays between 8am and 4pm Monday to Thursday and 8am to 1pm on Fridays. Work has started today at the Scone Regional Airport on the upgrade works for the runway. Airside civil contractors Darracon are setting up for today to work on the upgrade works on the runway, drainage, do some resealing, lighting and the taxiway. It's a long job. For some of that work will be done on the runway. It'll have to be shut down for 4 weeks later this year. The runway shutdown is planned to commence on Monday, November 9 and reopen Saturday, December 5. Upper Hunter Shire Council says they've discuss the runway shutdown with airport operators, including emergency services, and they will all get regular updates on the project. And having a quick look at sport, the Muswellbrook Rams have had a great weekend with the under 13 boys and under 15 girls both taking out their grand finals. The under 17 girls unfortunately lost theirs. Meantime, in other Rams news, the club will be holding a special annual general meeting to elect a new committee with all of the positions vacant. If the positions aren't filled, there's a chance of no Rams next season. In better news though, former Ramette Bridie Parker, who is with the Central Coast Roosters, claimed the New South Wales Premiership title 16-10 over the Sydney Bears at Bankwest Stadium yesterday. And that's your latest local news.